Hallelujah. Good morning, family. Thank you for your prayers. We had a wonderful evening. It wasn't a big crowd what I expected because we invited many people, but praise God, it was a lovely handful representing
We were eight.
eight people only. But praise God, I don't despise the day of small beginnings, beautiful people. I see wonderful opportunities to disciple a father and son, humble, beautiful people that's not in fellowship here with anyone else. So there's lots of opportunity. Thanks for your prayers. Hallelujah. Father God, we commit the day to you. We thank you, Father God, that you give us our daily bread, Lord, your wisdom from above, so we can partake of the goodness that you've got in store, that you've wanting to bring to pass in our life. Your will be done, your kingdom come, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 92, verses 1 to 3.
A song for the Sabbath. It's good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness by night, to the music of the lute and the harp, to the melody of the lyre. For you, oh yeah, only to thee.
Amen. Hallelujah. It's good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to the name of the Most High, to declare his steadfast love in the morning and his faithfulness at night. It's just so beautiful there that to bring forth the praises is to wake up to that which God loves, that which is praiseworthy, and that is our destiny in getting to know him and then to know ourselves so as to encourage others. And we've all been on a path that has brought us to this place now where we desire nothing else but the praises that has come from God. But before that, we rejoiced in the praises of our parents. I remember my mother, I loved, my ma loved me, and her praises was very precious to me. I, even as a naughty little devil, she still always had time for me, and that's beautiful. And then there was also an uncle of mine. We still Peter's still around. He's top guy in karate. He's in charge of Gojo-kai in the whole of Africa. And for a time in that, his praises were very important to me. And for a time, I was his right-hand man with karate. But there comes a time when it's you see the futility of what you believe. And what you believe is those things that are praiseworthy to you. And you see the futility of what others believe. And that you take hold of their praise. And you realize we all realize there's a God-created vacuum, and we turn to the living God, and that's a beautiful, that's a turning point from death, from being seduced by the evil one, because he comes in, he takes hold of our lives, and first it's just oppression, but then later on it can even be possession, but now you're turning to the living God. And what happens, the beautiful scripture in Romans chapter 2, the last verse, it says a true Jew is circumcised in the heart and his praise is from God. So just as the true Jews, the Jews need to get to the Lord, need to look to the Lord and then be circumcised in the heart, receive that which has not come from human hands, Colossians tells us, and it's a spiritual circumcision, and that takes place when the Holy Spirit comes and dwells with us and strengthens our spirit so that we can now be the true children of the living God. We can now worship in spirit and truth because our spirit has now been set apart and it's one with the Holy Spirit, and it's from that all the issues of life come. It's from that we are God reveals our purpose. So we've come back to our family, and now we've got inspiration from the inside working in us to will and to do, to then be the beautiful fragrance God has made available for us. And it's a unique fragrance that each and every one carries to bless this world, and bless this world at this time. So that just be the encouragement this morning. You know, you were at one time seduced. Even good things can seduce you wrongly. And then you were even seduced into wrong things. But now you know the perfectness of a good God has come to you, and that's what you hold on to. That's why the Bible says Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's through realizing that that's where the marriage has taken place. That's the meeting place in your inner being, in your spirit, in your heart. And it's from there the rivers of living water flow. So be blessed as you go into this day, knowing you've been called out to receive the praises of God, to love what He loves, and so as to walk in the footsteps that He's got in store for your life. Amen.
Amen.